I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. It is good to have you with us here at the end of the week. Sunday marks the one-year anniversary of the violence surrounding the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. It's on our minds today with the growing energy of far-right activists all around the world. We'll check in with the manager of a London bookstore that was attacked by far-right protesters last week. But we start things off today with news coming out of Washington about the new CIA director, Gina Haspel. Just a reminder here, this is Haspel at a confirmation hearing in the Senate in May.
The very important thing to know about CIA is we follow the law. We followed the law then, and we follow the law now. But I would never permit CIA to resume an interrogation program.
She's referring there to the CIA's enhanced interrogation programs during the Bush years, what many simply call torture. In newly declassified CIA memos, Haspel apparently described acts of torture, including waterboarding, of a suspected al-Qaeda terrorist under her supervision at a CIA black site in Thailand in 2002. The National Security Archive in Washington obtained those cables through a Freedom of Information Act request. Tom Blanton is the director of the National Security Archive.
11 out of the 12 cables that we asked for, they're all from this time period when Gina Haspel, the current CIA director, was the chief of base at this secret CIA prison in Thailand. The CIA has never confirmed that officially, and we had to piece it together from multiple other declassified sources. Now, according to the CIA, the chief of base is really in charge of the interrogations and all the reports back to Washington.
I mean, there is some pretty graphic but matter-of-fact descriptions of torture of alleged terrorist Abid al-Rahim al-Nashiri.
They go into extraordinary detail about the physical brutality on this detainee. They describe the interrogators wrapping a towel around his neck and then slamming him multiple times against the wall. They describe the forced nudity, the security team ripping off his clothes. At one point, when he's cooperated, they actually give him a towel for some, basic covering himself. They talk about him being hooded, confined in a large box, which we know is the size of a coffin, or a small box that's only big enough to curl up in. And then the brand new information in these cables is the specific description of three waterboarding sessions where he was leaned on a gurney, cloth over his mouth, water poured over his face, making him feel like he was drowning. Now, this has been a war crime since at least World War II, when the United States government prosecuted a bunch of Japanese soldiers for waterboarding our POWs over there. So there's never been an actual declassified account of the actual waterboarding until these cables came out yesterday.
I went through some of the memos that you uploaded, and I gather that the CIA redacted Gina Haspel's name and the names of the two CIA contract psychologists. How can you be certain that she wrote these reports or was involved in the torture?
That's the puzzle. The CIA has actually declassified only four words about Gina Haspel's entire career during this period of time, 2001 to 2003. And the four words say she was, in that period, quote, Deputy Group Chief CTC, which is the CIA Counterterrorism Center. That's all they've officially released. But when she was nominated earlier this year by President Trump to be CIA director, the CIA went out of its way, finally, to correct and deny a story from a year ago that she had been involved in the waterboarding of another suspect named Zubaida. Now, the great thing about CIA forcing the media to do a correction was that to get the correction, they had to say, when did she actually arrive? So we have these anonymous senior CIA officials say Haspel only arrived at the black site in late October. Well, she arrives in late October. These cables begin November 15th. She's in charge of the base. And as chief of base, she's in charge of all the reporting back.
So when enhanced interrogation was brought up in Haspel's confirmation hearings, what did we learn at that point?
Practically nothing. The Haspel confirmation hearings produced probably the skimpiest public record of any CIA director ever. At each point, one of these really uncomfortable questions came up about what she actually did. She would say, well, we'll have to discuss that in closed session. Now, the Senate Intelligence Committee certainly could have got its hands on these cables if it wanted to, but there's no evidence, at least in the public sessions, that they ever looked at them. And these cables go into such graphic detail, it kind of beggars the imagination that you could get a majority of the United States Senate to vote for somebody who did this to a detainee.
So, Tom, how significant is this, and what kind of impact do you think it'll have on Gina Haspel and the CIA in general?
Well, for the long term, I think the public attention to this is a deterrence to torture ever starting up again. And I hope it's a deterrence globally to folks who otherwise might include torture in their standard operating procedures. Torturers should always know that somebody is following them. They should never rest easy. And I think these cables being released will help keep Gina Haspel more on the straight and narrow than maybe otherwise she would have been.
Tom Blanton, the director of the National Security Archive in Washington, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Marco.